the most allege after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siddiq-e-Akbar, 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 Siddiq-e-Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another new episode before you of our program that goes by the name of The Most Elite After the Prophets. In this program, we talk about the biography, the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and talk about his greatness, his eminence from different aspects. And we, of course, try to derive some Madani pearls for ourselves as well, which we can also adopt in our character, in our conduct, in our lives. Before moving into our today's topic, let's first of all listen to a virtue of reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated that he who forgot to recite durood upon me, he who forgot to send peace and salutations upon me, he forgot the path to paradise. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that the unfortunate individual who does not send peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is amongst those who forget the path to paradise. And what would be the destination of the individual who forgets the path to paradise? We seek Allah's refuge from being among those who forget the path to paradise. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those who will enter paradise without accountability. And one way of achieving, of attaining this rank, this honor, this privilege is by sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will talk about Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu from different aspects. Today let's talk about the blessed name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know him as Abu Bakr, as Siddiq. These are his renowned names, shall we say, or his renowned titles that have been perceived as names by the common public. But Abu Bakr or Siddiq, these were not the names of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These have become so common that even in our episode we are talking about him by referring to him as Abu Bakr Siddiq and also mentioning that Abu Bakr Siddiq wasn't his name, these were his titles. So what were his names? Let's talk about this. There are three opinions regarding his blessed name. The first opinion is that his blessed name is Abdullah bin Uthman. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Abdullah bin Uthman. So this was the first opinion. The first opinion, his name is Abdullah. Now let's go towards the second opinion. The second opinion is that his old name was Abdul Kaaba. After embracing Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam changed it to Abdullah. So the first opinion said that his name was Abdullah bin Uthman, and the second opinion is that his old name was Abdul Kaaba, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam changed it to Abdullah after his embracing of Islam. Now let's move on to the third opinion. According to the majority of muhaddithun, his name is Atiq. Imam Ibn Ishaq rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Atiq, and his father kept this name. Whereas Sayyidina Musa bin Talha rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that his mother kept this name. So there's a difference of opinion between muhaddithin regarding who kept this name, either his father or his mother. But they do have consensus over the fact that his name was Atiq. So these are the three opinions regarding his name. The first opinion was Abdullah, second opinion was Abdul Kaaba, but then later on was changed to Abdullah by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third opinion is that his name was Atiq. Now, someone might get confused over here that if these are the three opinions in regards to his names, then which one is the correct opinion? As in, which one shall we take and which one shall we not take? Which one shall we leave? In relation to this, it is stated that there's no difference in all these names. All these opinions, they are correct and there's no difference in them. There's correlation between all these opinions in the way that when Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was born, his parents named him Abdul Kaaba. Then when he embraced Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Abdullah. And as far as the name Atiq is concerned, then we need to understand that Atiq was the title of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. It wasn't his name, but it became so renowned that this was also considered as his name. So Atiq was also considered his title, but also his name. So based on this correlation, all these three opinions, they make sense. They make perfect sense. When he was born, he was named Abdul Kaaba by his parents. Then Holy Prophet ﷺ changed his name from Abdul Kaaba to Abdullah. And Atiq was although his title, but became so famous, so renowned, that Atiq, this title, was more famous as his name. Now, let's talk about his patronymic, his kunya. His patronymic is Abu Bakr. The very famous name Abu Bakr that we know him with, this is not his actual name, this is his patronymic, his kunya. And this patronymic, this kunya became so famous that he is not very well known through his actual name, Abdullah, but he is mainly known with his patronymic, his kunya of Abu Bakr. This became so famous that people started to consider this to be his actual name and not his patronymic, not his kunya, whereas his actual name was Abdullah. Now, what was the reason for him having this kunya, for him having this patronymic? The first reason which is stated is that in Arabic, Al-Bakr refers to a young camel and its plural is Abkur or Bikar. He who had loads of camels, or he whose tribe was very big, or he who looked after the camels, and he who used to be expert in other matters, the people of Arab would call him Abu Bakr. The reason, because the tribe of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was very big, and he radiallahu ta'ala was also rich. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala was also expert in all the affairs of the camels. Hence, he radiallahu ta'ala became famous with the name of Abu Bakr. So this was the first reason for him having this kunya, this patronymic. The second reason is that in Arabic, Abu refers to the possessor of something, and Bakr means being the first one. Since he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first one in embracing Islam, first one in spending wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first one in sacrificing his life for the sake of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for the sake of Islam, he is the first one in migrating, he is the first one in passing away after the passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he'll be the first one whose grave will be opened after the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment, etc., etc. Hence, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Abu Bakr, i.e. the one being the first one. So, with this relation as well, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called Abu Bakr. And third reason for his patronymic Abu Bakr is because he is the possessor of noble attributes from the beginning. This is also one of the reasons why he was given this kunya, this patronymic of Abu Bakr, because of having the most noblest of the attributes from the beginning. Let's now move on to the titles that were given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His two titles are most famous, which are Atiq and Siddiq. Atiq is that title that he was the first one to be titled with this title in Islam. No one before Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title Atiq. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one ever to be titled with the title of Atiq. Now let's discuss the reasons for him having the title of Atiq. The first reason which is mentioned is that the title Atiq was given to him due to his freedom from the hellfire. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Abdullah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Anta atiqum min an-nar," meaning you are free from hell. Since then, his title Atiq became famous after this glad tiding of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that one day I was at home and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the courtyard with his companions. All of a sudden, my father, Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came. Looking at him, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, "He who wants to see a person free from hell, he should see Abu Bakr." Since after then, he became famous as Atiq. So this is one of the reasons mentioned for his title to be Atiq. Another reason which is mentioned for his title to be Atiq is due to his beauty. How graceful his beauty was. Sayyiduna Lays bin Sa'd, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ibn Mu'in and other scholars, rahimahumullah, they said that إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ عَتِيقًا لِحُسْنِ وَجْهِ, i.e. he is called Atiq due to the grace and beauty of his face. So this is another reason for him having the title of Atiq. It is due to the grace and beauty of his blessed face. And Imam Tabarani narrates from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala that he is called Atiq due to the beauty and grace of his face. So this is another reason for his title to be Atiq. Now, another reason for his title to be Atiq is due to the purity of his lineage. Sayyidina Zubair bin Bikar and a whole group of scholars, rahimahumullah, they say that he is called Atiq due to the purity of his lineage, because there was no such flaw in his lineage due to which he could be criticized. This is how beautiful his lineage was. So, due to the purity of his lineage, he was also called Atiq. Now, another reason which is mentioned for him having the title of Atiq is that first his name was kept Atiq, then it was kept Abdullah. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates from his father that he asked Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that, "Is your father's name Abu Bakr?" She radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "Abdullah." He humbly said, "But people call him Atiq." Upon this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "My grandfather Abu Qahafa had three sons. He named them Atiq, Mu'tiq and Mu'taq." So Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is also mentioning over here that he was given the name Atiq by her grandfather Abu Qahafa, meaning the father of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. He gave him the name Atiq. Now, another reason which is mentioned for his title to be Atiq is that due to the supplication of his mother, Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked that, "Why is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu called Atiq?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that none of his mother's children would remain alive. When Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, she went to Baytullah, to the blessed Kaaba, and supplicated imploringly, saying that, "Oh my Lord, if this son of mine is free from death, then grant him to me." Thereafter, he was called Atiq. Of course, over here, free from death, meaning free from having death straight away. Another reason for Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to have the title of Atiq is because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abu Bakr is Atiq in the heavens as well as on the earth. So this is also another reason why he radiallahu ta'ala was given the title of Atiq, because even in the heavens as well as on the earth, he was Atiq. He is called Atiq. Another very beautiful reason for him having the title of Atiq is because of his beautiful habit, beautiful attribute of freeing up slaves. It is stated that Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was extremely compassionate and merciful. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the oppressions of his master and other companions from the cruelties of the disbelievers, that is when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became famous with the name Atiq, with the title Atiq. So this is also a beautiful reason that he was called Atiq. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very compassionate towards other companions, and he freed up many, many companions of the Prophet from the slavery of the disbelievers. And Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also one of those prominent companions, one of those leading companions who faced the oppressions of the disbelievers. And it was Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu who set him free from the oppressions of the disbelievers. Again, when you talk about having some kind of linkage between all these reasons of his titles, then we come to know again that there's no difference amongst them, and they are coinciding with each other beautifully. How? Because it is possible, what ulama have stated, it is possible that his parents called him Atiq, keeping one meaning in mind, and the other people, they called him Atiq, keeping another meaning in mind, as well as the meaning that his parents also meant. And thereafter, this title became famous amongst people, and he became famous with the title of Atiq. So there's a beautiful linkage between all these reasons for his name to be Atiq, where his parents perhaps kept one reason, one meaning before them, and the other people, when they called him Atiq, they had another meaning, another reason before them. And later on, this title became very famous, that it also took place of being his name as well. And all these reasons, they therefore coincide beautifully with each other. So again, dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know the greatness and eminence of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a person's personality is also judged from how many great titles he is given. So we are now covering the titles of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he was given. There are many titles which he was given, and we've just covered one title, which was Atiq, and different reasons that why was he given this title. And every single reason behind having these titles, they highlight his eminence, they highlight his excellence, they highlight how great Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eminence was. So we come to know that what a great rank, what a great status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how highly ranked he was in the divine court and to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So this is one title that we covered. Inshallah azza wa jal, in our coming episodes, we will be covering more titles of his and more reasoning behind those titles as well, which will inshallah azza wa jal further highlight his eminence, his greatness, his grandeur, and what a great personality he was. And again, the whole purpose of bringing this program to you is for us to learn something from the seerah of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, derive something from it and implement in our lives as well. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, that my companions are like stars, follow any of them and you will be guided. And we're talking about the best of the companions, we're talking about the best of the creations after the prophets, the most elite after the prophets, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So imagine someone who has this rank, this station, that he is the most elite, he is the most superior after the prophets, that what great eminence he would hold, what beautiful qualities he would hold. So this is what we are we are trying to bring before you so that we can learn something, we can understand or get a gist of the greatness of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then of course derive something from his seerah, from his biography, and adopt in our lives as well, so that we can also follow this radiant shining star of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and be guided in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most alleged after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar.